and bright, deep in the heart of Texas. The prairie sky is wide and high, deep in the heart of Texas.
Welcome to another Notorious MMA podcast, recording live from London, England. UFC 211, Stipe Miocic versus Junior Dos Santos, live from Dallas, Texas, this Saturday. We've also got Joanna Jędrzejczyk versus Jessica Andrade for the Women's Strawweight Championship in a co-main event. This card is stacked from top to bottom. Firstly, I want to give a quick shout out to our fans, Keith Jardine and TJ Dillashaw, followers on Instagram. But let's get into the main event. And last time it was a bust up from start to finish, back and forth. It went to a decision, 5 rounds. And we could see the same. So I'm here with Leo and Alan and Eric in Germany as usual.
Ladies and gentlemen, after 5 rounds, we go to the judges' scorecards for a decision. The judges score the contest 48-47, 49-46. And 49-46 for the winner by unanimous decision, Junior Chicano Dos Santos.
It'll be different this time. You know, I know what to expect. I know what to do.
For this time, people can expect something similar. I know how to win this fight, and I will win.
What do you guys think of the rematch this time?
Yeah, I really enjoyed the first fight they had. It was a real classic. Like, they both got great boxing, and they're like physically about the same size. But yeah, they're both kind of that was about 3 years ago now. Was since they've had that fight. So what were you saying earlier, Al, about that?
Yeah, I just feel a lot's changed in that time. I think Stipe was the young up and comer of the heavyweight division. And Junior was there or thereabouts, like always couldn't get past Kane, but was such like the only real contender. And Stipe showed a lot of heart in that fight, you know, even though he lost, he gave a good effort. And since then, I think he's just gone from strength to strength. I feel physically he's improved so much. With his cardio to just go at you, like it's like a young Kane Velasquez.
He's got so much momentum behind him right now, doesn't he? And Junior Dos Santos has been a bit up and down. Like,
very
he's scraped a few fights. Even that decision which he won against Stipe was pretty close. You know, that was a war. They both went down at certain points.
And he's starting to look chinny in his old age, I think, Dos Santos. And he's starting to slow down. He's taken a lot of damage each fight now. Whereas contrast, Stipe is just blitz through people. You know, knocking out Vadum quickly, knocking out Overeem. So it was a bit rocky in his last one.
He got knocked down, but he did still win that in the first round.
So I feel he's the freshest in the heavyweight division, but also his skills are just amazing. He just is relentless, like putting that pressure up against the cage. And I think that's the big difference in this fight. They're both good on the feet. But Stipe can hold him against the cage and get a bit...
He's got the wrestling advantage, for sure.
And I think physically now that would be a big issue for Junior. But I would never count out Junior, as always, the heavyweight division. Anyone could get knocked out.
That's the beauty of the heavyweights.
They both were landing some big, heavy shots. You know, Junior, you know, he went 4 rounds, and that was only a few years ago, and he was still old then. And I think now, this time, for the belt, you know, he's already got the confidence of winning that first time. Then I think that might, you know, he's got a puncher's chance, and Miocic, he's more of a grinder. He likes to grind people out, I feel, but, you know, yeah, anything can happen. Be interesting to see what Eric thinks of this one.
Well, basically, don't blink in this fight is what I feel. It's just going to be amazing.
Could go either way, I mean, I see this going, you know, quite a few rounds, I think, if it's anything like the first round, first fight.
Junior don't go down easy.
He doesn't. He does not go down as well. So that's kind of something that stayed in my head. You know, if Miocic wins, it'd be in the later rounds. I'd be surprised if it was in the first two rounds at all.
I think he's a slight better boxer than Miocic, to be fair. Slightly.
Yeah, I'd say Junior's more skillful, but Miocic looks a bit more powerful to me. Yeah,
he's a bit younger.
Better
which
footwork
is
as well, I'd say.
Yeah.
Movement around.
It's because he mixes it up with his wrestling. He comes in low, then he boxes him, and that's the advantage there.
But they both leave their heads out, and they can both take a punch so badly. Like, they took so many blows, and they just won't go down.
Yeah,
but a couple of times, a bit rocked.
Yeah. You know, De Santos went against Cain Velasquez 5 rounds.
Well, and this could shake up, you know, the whole division. We keep saying, you know, in July, we've got Vadim versus Overeem in the third fight.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, we've got Black Beast coming up. Cain Velasquez, Mark Hunt.
Yeah.
Got a lot of people coming through, so it's a stacked division.
Yeah, they're just weighing in line. Like, you win one fight and you get a title shot.
And realistically, we think Vadim Overeem, the winner of that, will face Junior or Stipe.
Yeah, I imagine, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Cain's going to be out for a while still.
You know, I'm tipping Junior on this fight. That's what I'm going with.
We'll see in the predictions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next fight, Joanna Jędrzejczyk, defense of the title again against Jessica Andrade.
Andrade, your girl, Al.
Yeah, like a bull in a china shop, Andrade.
Oh, JJ is everyone else's girl, isn't it?
Yeah, everyone loves JJ, yeah.
I
she's
mean,
awesome.
Really hard fight to call, you know, it's a good contrast in styles. Young Jędrzejczyk grows as the fight goes on, I think, and he's going to try and keep you on the outside. Andrade is going to try and get in amongst her, kind of like John Lineker from Brazil also. Like, you know, she just puts it on you, like, and it's just relentless, I think. Her problem used to be cardio, but I feel like she's improved on that.
Yeah.
This will be a massive test to go five with Joanna, but I think she really poses a threat to her.
Yeah, she's a real powerhouse, isn't she? If she gets inside and manages to take down JJ, play some ground game. We haven't really seen JJ on the ground much.
Because
she
gets
keeps
up,
it standing really,
up.
Really well. So if this is that person who can do it to her and really bring her down, then it could be a real shocker. But yeah, JJ, can't see her losing it. She hasn't come that close, really. She's had a few challenges, but she's always managed to pull it off fairly comfortably, I thought.
Yeah.
You know? Mm. So yeah, will it be a changing of the tides?
I think JJ is too good with the leg kicks. The amount she throws out is the main factor. Jabs, good boxing. And yeah, this Andrade might be good, but I think when you go 3-4 rounds with JJ, she usually tires out people and just takes control in that 4th and 5th round. So I think it could even, you know, go to later rounds. And
You got to feel JJ will have the advantage as it goes on, right?
Yeah.
Definitely.
If she can wear her out in the early round.
Yeah, she's really experienced and going that distance, so she should have a big advantage.
And you guys think this is like her biggest test?
It's a different one. It could be.
The last
fight
was good. It was in Carolina.
Yeah.
Kowalkiewicz,
yeah.
That was a good fight.
Yeah.
She did rock her at one point.
Yeah, I thought that was her best challenge so far.
Yeah. Well, that's it. She is having some long battles as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even with Claudia Gadella.
Yeah, that was a great fight as well.
That was a war as well.
Yeah.
So it's like, how many of these can she do? You know, everybody gets old. But it's just the battle she's had, whereas Andrade, even though she went 3 rounds in her last fight,
yeah,
I think she dominated pretty much against Angela Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And she's looked good in her other recent fights, so feel she's got the momentum, but it's just going to be a great fight again. It's hard to call, don't you know? These are not fights to be sleeping on.
It's what makes it a great fight, and I'm really looking forward to this one. It's like really defying one for the women as well.
Yeah.
You know, who's going to take over that division? That's become really exciting. You know, and that's mostly down to JJ so far, and a few good contenders we've mentioned already, but Andrade is one of those who's going to fucking light it up, I reckon.
Yeah.
She's definitely, even if she doesn't win this one, she'll still be a contender for a while. But yeah, she might well do it on Saturday night.
Could be fire tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, and then right behind it, or in front of it, however you want to see it, is Damian Maia versus Jorge Masvidal, which everyone's been waiting for. Welterweight bout. Maia, you know, 6-fight win streak for Maia, looking dominant.
Savage.
Yeah, and if he gets you down, it looks over for most people. And you got Jorge coming off a great win against Donald Cerrone, which is, you know, knocked him out. That's pretty good.
It's amazing.
He's just got a mad energy about him.
Yeah.
He's willing to just slug it out. He's willing to, like, just take on everyone, like,
really good, fearless. Really good takedown defense as well.
Yeah.
And he gets a couple of takedowns per fight as well, Masvidal. So it'd be interesting to see if he can keep it standing. And definitely he's got the advantage, I think, in the punching, you know.
Yeah. First round, just to keep it standing, would be like a win against Maia.
Yeah.
That gives him so much confidence as well. Mm. I don't think he gets tired. I think, he can go now.
Mm.
And physically, you know, he's got a lot better. So I feel this is just going to be a war, yeah. Will Maia get the takedown? Will he get his back?
Yeah.
Or can Masvidal land some shots and tire out Maia early to try and get in the fight?
Maia's body lock is... it's just like the best I've seen. It's really
looked better at every fight. You know,
once they're in the body lock, you see you can stay there for 4 or 5 minutes and just stay there. Yeah.
It's a long 5 minutes.
You almost think if it was a no rounds fight and it was a 15-minute or a 20-minute, that he could probably stay on people for 10-15 minutes. Yeah. Right. And it would be just the greatest way to just be in total control. But
yeah.
Yeah, he'd love that.
Because his strikes are that good. It's not just about submission. I like the way he, you know, is punching people when he's in that.
Got way better.
And he has back control. Like that.
Yeah, probably the best jiu-jitsu in the game at the moment.
I think it's highly likely for a submission. And if it's in standing up, then Masvidal has an advantage. Could see a knockout, but
another fun fight.
And building up the welterweight hype. Tyron Woodley, the winner of this could be in contention easily to fight them.
Yeah. Poor Damien's been hanging around for a while trying to get in there.
So, even Nate Diaz and Nick Diaz are still around. Who knows what weight they want to fight at and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there isn't a load of contenders at this weight fight. It is literally them. So the winner of this, or potentially Diaz, like, there's not really anyone else.
Yeah, Diaz seems to have too high a price for what the UFC want at the moment. So
I know, obviously, Cerrone lost to Masvidal, and the only other person is Robbie Lawler, who had a little break.
Yeah.
So I think he's fighting Cerrone in July.
Yeah.
And that's a big fight for him. But again, yeah, winner of this, if they don't take too much damage, could be getting in there with the champs. You know?
Yeah, definitely. I think I'd love to see Damian Maia win this one and really take it there. I think he deserves it.
Mm.
He's worked hard and he's gotten so much better. Especially in every fight, I think, for me, I think he could do this one quite quickly for me, because I think he's getting so much stronger. If he catches you on the ground, then it's over.
Mm.
And he's getting better at putting it away quicker. So,
yeah. Kind of lethal in his old age.
Just like a cobra, man. back.
Just more and more knowledge every day.
Yeah, he's got something new.
He's definitely a calm, collected fighter, yeah. Doesn't do trash talking, it's not his style.
No, he just does it on the mat.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then the next fight is totally different. Pure stand-up, we expect. Maybe Frankie might mix it up with a little bit of wrestling, but it's Frankie Edgar versus Yair Rodriguez.
Mm.
Lightweight bout.
Big fight. This would main event some cards. You know?
Could do, yeah, of course it could. You've got the young star coming up, the Mexican Rodriguez, and Frankie, you know, has been around, he's a veteran.
Only lost to the best, though, Frankie. He's only lost to the best.
Yeah.
I think it's a big test for Yair.
They've pushed him through, you know, he took out BJ Penn, which is a legend, and, you know, BJ is tough.
Yeah.
So, but he performed so well, he looked so good, his kicks are good, his strikes are good.
Yeah. Picture perfect every time, isn't he?
He's a young guy, but his fitness is really good. You can really see that it doesn't faze him going into rounds 2 and 3.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what type of kick he's going to throw out, and that's the type of fight and the way you want to be against someone like Frankie Edgar is to maybe catch him with a head kick or something, because his punching and his distance is so hard to hit.
He's got a huge range in this fight, hasn't he? Like, I think that's the defining thing in this one for me. It's
that's
like
why,
when you've got that much range on a small guy like Frankie, I know Frankie can last and can have a war, but when you're taking hits at that distance really hard, like the way Rodriguez does it.
Yeah, I think he needs to set the pace like early with his kicks and keeping Frankie on the outside.
Yeah.
Putting him off coming in, you know.
He'll have to go for a decision or something in the late rounds, you know, like he does.
But
I think it's a tough challenge for him on this one.
Yeah, I just feel Frankie still has the footwork, you know, to give anyone a fight.
Definitely.
You know? So, and again, this guy hasn't fought any other top contenders.
No, this is a big step up for him. Definitely his biggest fight.
And in three rounds, you know, Frankie, we know how long he can go, so three rounds he's going to be giving everything.
Yeah.
And coming off a win to Ellenberger in his last fight, Frankie knocked him out nice. You know, Ellenberger's a bit hit and miss, but you know, other than that, he's only lost to the champs, so you're looking for a big performance from both guys.
Yeah, a couple of fights on this card, you want to see five rounds. You know, this is definitely one of those fights, because it could be that tight where you might want to see a fourth or a fifth round. But either way, it's going to be good stand up. Pretty sure.
It was great entrance music by Frankie Edgar as well.
Of course. Notorious, always pumping.
And the main event of the prelims, obviously, is a little treat.
Yeah. Nice
Eddie Alvarez versus Dustin Poirier, lightweight. Just gonna shake it up, really. I can see what they're doing here. I think they've put in Poirier in because one day he might be good enough to have a rematch with McGregor. So if he goes and beats Alvarez, he's like a big name now, and everyone's like, oh yeah, he's fought McGregor once before. But I don't know, and then Alvarez, same thing, he beats Poirier, he's back, gets a win, he'll fight someone else, and then it'll be around again to maybe rematch with McGregor one day, I feel that. But, you know, we always expect a little bit more of Alvarez, but it just got knocked down so quickly, obviously, against McGregor, and now he's just
coming back. Yeah, that was a shock. I mean, McGregor did something amazing against him, like, he just completely outclassed him in that fight. So he has to bounce back strong. But the thing is, before that,
he was a very good fighter.
How good
was
he? How good did he look? Like,
similar to similar story to Jose Aldo. We know they're capable of more, but on the night they weren't. Anyway, everyone can get knocked down one time.
Yeah,
so
both of these guys look bad against McGregor.
Yeah, you know, it definitely looked a little in the stand-up. It just seemed like the boxing was just too much for him as well. But in this fight, Poirier is pretty, you know, good, solid as well. And even, you know, give McGregor a run for his money at times. Not, you know, again, didn't have the spark. But it'll be interesting to see what these guys are doing. Interesting if Alvarez wants to go back to his wrestling base and try and do what he done to Pettis and people like that, grind them down with some wrestling.
Exactly.
But you know, we'll see. Eddie's a good fighter, as you say. Poirier is good now. He's on a streak as well, so he's popped up.
Yeah, he's fired up, Poirier. And I think he looks comfortable at lightweight as well since he came up.
Yeah, it's going to be an absolute war. I'm excited to see Alvarez back for sure. I want to see how he reacts to that loss.
I'm expecting some knockout blows to be going, some strong punches coming in the first three rounds.
Fire up that Texas crowd. It's a good treat for the prelims, this one. Good main event.
And overall, I mean, the whole main event is just stacked, isn't it?
It's
one of the best cards this year.
Best cards for a while, definitely.
So, and it's on nice and early for us in England, 1 a.m. compared to 3 a.m.
Guys, it's going to be easier to stay up for this one.
I have a couple Texas barbecue pizzas going around, probably.
Ordered a jalapeno burger, a chicken fried steak sandwich, a chili cheese dog with extra onions, french fries, tater tots, washed it down with one beer, two beers, three beers, a shot of whiskey, a margarita, and a Bloody Mary. Give me a hell yeah.
Yeah, an absolutely stacked card for Dallas, Texas. Should be super exciting, man. There's a hell of a fights on here. Straight away, we'll go with Stipe and Junior Dos Santos. First fight was an instant classic. Exactly the same body types and body builds and very similar skill sets. And they just went at it, and it was really exciting. It was an absolute slugfest. Coming into this rematch, quite a long time in the making. A lot has happened. I feel Junior Dos Santos hasn't really improved any particular skill. I mean, he's a fantastic boxer. One of the best, definitely in the heavyweight division, and maybe in all of UFC. He's got some really good hands and good technique, and he can take a fucking beating, which works in his favor, but it also works against him. It works in his favor because he can take a beating, and he's done it before. But also, these things tend to like accumulate and go against you eventually. I mean, I think he still has not been the same fighter after that. Those two fights with Cain Velasquez, man, he took an unholy, absolutely unhuman beating. Stipe, on the other hand, has been getting stronger and stronger, and he mixes his wrestling and boxing so well. His cardio is superb. He's got a lot of momentum behind him, and I think it's his time right now, man. I think he's a better all-round fighter than he was in that first fight. And now that he's got the confidence and momentum behind him, he's going to be really hard to stop. Big fan of Junior Dos Santos, but I feel like he's not well-rounded enough. He's just pretty much got that boxing and that chin. And I think that won't be enough. JJ, my girl. I fucking love Joanna Jędrzejczyk against Jessica Andrade. I'm against Jessica Andrade getting this title shot. I think I said that previously, man. You beat a fucking unranked fighter, Angela Hill, and you get a title shot. Like, I don't care what kind of win streak you're on. It's pretty shitty. Remember when Conor McGregor beat Dennis Siver and got a title shot? Everyone was up in arms because Dennis Siver was ranked number 9 or number 10. Angela Hill wasn't even ranked. So Jessica Andrade is getting a fucking title shot off a nobody. In saying that, she's a little beast. She's a little terrier. She's got decent hands. I think her technique's a bit flawed, but she's a brawler and she's tough. But I think that is definitely not enough when you're going up against the pound-for-pound woman's champ, the best in the business. JJ's technique is just way too good. She's ferocious in herself, loads of experience, loads of momentum. And her technique's just awesome, man. Her kicks, her knees, her accuracy. So JJ, man, I think it's not going to be... it's going to be an interesting scrap, an interesting fight. I think Andrade brings certain skills in terms of her heart and tenacity into this octagon where JJ may not have fought against before, but I still think it's going to fall short. Damian Maia, like you guys said, the human cobra, man. That guy's nasty. That guy gets on you and doesn't get off you, man. Fucking all over you like a Primark suit, man. Proper cheap suit all over you, clinging to your skin. Jorge Masvidal came off a very, very impressive performance. I don't think anyone really saw it. Leahy, you called it that he would beat Cerrone, and I thought you were fucking off your marbles. But he came out really, really strongly, didn't he? He looked really, really good. But I think right now, as it stands, Damian Maia is the most dangerous welterweight. And I say that because unlike anybody else in the division, including the champ, Tyrone, Maia gets your back. It's over. The shit is over. You know, there's no chance. So that's why I think he's the most dangerous. And he can get anybody down. I want Maia to win because I would love to see him fight Tyron Woodley. Because obviously, Tyron would be really hard to take down because he's so fucking powerful and strong and he's such a good wrestler. But I'm salivating at the prospect of seeing that fight. I want to see it. Like you said, Leo, Damian Maia really deserves it, man. He's been at this for a long, long time, constantly improving. The way he mixes his wrestling, his ground and pound, and his jiu-jitsu, man, it's seamless. It's a work of art. So I think he's going to be too much for Masvidal, and his winning streak will continue. So Frankie Edgar and Yair Rodriguez both going up to lightweight is interesting. So Frankie's done with the featherweight division, and Yair must be bulking up if he's going up to the lightweight, or He just doesn't want to do brutal cuts. I'm a huge, huge fan of Yair Rodriguez, man. I saw him since the Ultimate Fighter, South America, that they did. And he looked super impressive then, and he's been getting better and better. You can never count Frankie Edgar out, and I've counted him out various times. I've gone against him various times, and usually I've lost. But I'm going to do it again. I feel Yair Rodriguez is kicking is just unbelievable, and he's got the reach on Frankie, and Frankie Edgar's super tough, great footwork, really good boxing. For damn sure it's the biggest test for Yair Rodriguez, but I think El Pantero, he comes out of this challenge trumps, man. I think he fucking puts his combinations, his wild unpredictable kicking style and his range to good use. And yeah, boys, like you called it, what a fucking main event for the prelims. Absolute stonker. Brilliant. Eddie Alvarez and Dustin Poirier. Fantastic. Really, really high level main event for a prelim. Both of them are decent all-round fighters. Poirier's probably got the nudge on that. He's probably a better all-round fighter. He's got some good submissions in his game as well. My criticism of Poirier is that he's chinny. I think Eddie Alvarez only has to clock him once proper on the chin and he will go down, and then it'll be up to Eddie Alvarez to put him away. I think that is the main advantage that Eddie Alvarez has over Poirier. I think he's a bit more tenacious. He's a bit nastier. He's a bit of a nastier, more aggressive fighter. He's got a much bigger mean streak in him, Eddie Alvarez, than Poirier. Poirier's very good all-round fighter, he's very technical, but Eddie Alvarez is a beast. He's an absolute menace, and I think he'll be looking to take him out early, and I think that should be the right game plan. He should be looking to take his head off in the first round, because he's got the punching power, he's got the tenaciousness, and Poirier's got a suspect chin, so that should be his game plan, and Dustin Poirier should be wanting to weather that first round and maybe even take it to the ground, where he can use some of his submission techniques. But it should be an absolute barn burner. And it's a stacked card, boys. I'm super excited to watch this one, as I know you guys are as well. So Dallas, Texas, home of the Cowboy.
It's time for the Notorious Picks. Stipe Miocic versus Junior Dos Santos. My name is Paul, and I'm picking Junior Dos Santos KO round 3. Alan?
That's surprising. I really feel the opposite will happen. I think the younger Miocic is going to stop Dos Santos this time. Second round knockout.
Okay, yeah, I kind of agree with Alan a little bit. I think Miocic will win this one because he's got all the hype at the moment, all the momentum, and, you know, he's really angry about that first loss. So I think he's going to knock him out, but it takes a while. Mm-hmm. So he'll do it in the fourth round against Junior because he's a beast.
All right. Next fight, Joanna Jędrzejczyk versus Jessica Andrade. I'm picking the champ on this one, JJ, KO round 3, because I think it's going to get a bit nasty in the championship fight. Alan?
Yeah, that's the safe option, I feel, but I feel Andrade will put in a good show, and I feel she's got the power to knock her out. Second round, Andrade.
Yeah,
cool. I see a war on this one. I think JJ is going to use her experience and make a decision out of this one.
Mm. That's a safe bet as well, I think. She's been there several times before.
Mm-hmm.
Next fight, Damian Maia versus Jorge Masvidal. I have to pick the slight favourite, the man with the 6-fight win streak, Damian Maia, submission round 2. Mm. Alan?
I feel Maia will continue his run of dominance, but I don't think he gets the submission, and I think he gets the decision win.
Decision?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going with Maya. I think he's going to do a number on this one. He's looking better each fight recently, so I'm thinking submission first round.
All on Maya so far.
Yeah, all Maya.
Frankie Edgar versus Yair Rodriguez is the next one. And I have to pick the young rising star, the Mexican Rodriguez, by decision in a close fight with Frankie. Mm. Alan?
I'm going the same close fight, but I'm picking Frankie to decision. Pull it out. I feel his footwork and his output might get the best of a young Yair.
Mm. Fair enough. Yeah, experience could kick in there. I'm going with Rodriguez on this one. I think he will get a knockout in the second round.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the main event of the prelims, which could easily be a main event of a card, Eddie Alvarez versus Dustin Poirier. For me, I've gone with the diamond. Poirier. I think it's going to be a slugfest early. Alvarez has been knocked out recently, so KO round two, Poirier.
Again, yeah, I feel it will be a war first round, but I think they're both tough enough to make it to the second round. And I feel Alvarez pulls out a stoppage in the second round knockout.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Leo?
Yeah, I agree. I think Alvarez is the favourite on this one. He's got the advantage. He's a bit more up for it, more angry. I think, you know, after that McGregor loss, he's got so much to prove, but I think it'll take him a while because Poirier is amazing. I think knockout in the third round, Alvarez.
So that wraps up the predictions. Notorious.
So boys, we've had a question come into the podcast
from a fan.
From a fan. He's our biggest fan. And his name is
Justin T.
Justin T. Thanks for the question. He's posed the question to us. If we were going to put together a training camp, let's just say we pick five guys and make our all-star training camp. Who would you pick?
Cool, good. So, yeah, it's an amazing question. Love it. So, what kind of attributes? Because I think you've got to take a lot of things into consideration.
Yeah, you've got to have a little mix.
You just pick the five best killers. And you just...
I disagree. That doesn't make a training camp.
You pay them to train with you.
Nah, because then that's just like pick the five best fighters.
It's just a fantasy
different question.
But everyone loves a little mix, though, doesn't it?
But it's got to be like people that are going to complement each other, their different styles, not all be the same fucking kind of fighters.
Yeah, that's your camp, isn't it?
And then like their attitude, isn't it? They've got to be a good team. Guys is that train properly.
Is it top five?
Not people who slack off.
Top five dead or alive? Yeah,
not
or?
Fucking Johnny Hendrix out
right,
there.
Let's see who can get the best camp then.
Is it top? Is it top five dead or alive? Or they have to be alive?
Dead
five.
Dead five.
Right,
what would be your all-time five top dead UFC fighters?
I'm gonna fight his body. I haven't prepared for this.
So
GSP's alive.
Let's call this segment.
So it's Dan Severin.
Top five dead or alive. Who wants to go first?
Top five.
Well, just think about it.
Right, why don't we go around and say one each?
Alright, we'll pick one each, and you can't pick a fighter that's already been picked. Let's make it even more.
Let's do that.
But we're all gonna pick.
No, that's fair. That's good. So you gotta pick your heavy hitter first. You know, you gotta come out of the gate.
Yeah. Because I think you want a mix of people with range, people who can last, people who can
with different skills.
Different skills. Absolutely.
We're gonna start in alphabetical order. Alan.
Right. I'm gonna come straight out of the gate with a pick that I know you boys will want. And I'm not picking him for the reasons you guys are picking him. I'm picking him because he's going to bring a fat bag of weed every time we work out. And I'm picking Nick Diaz. He might not show up on time. He might give me some problems. But I'm picking Nick Diaz as my number one training partner.
Yeah.
Very good one.
Eric.
Then I'm going to have to jump all over this and pick his brother Nate. I'd have one of them. I'd have one of them in my training camp. Absolutely, man. Triathlon. Fucking endurance, the crisp boxing technique.
Yeah, the boxing would be great.
I'm having one of them. So you got Nick, I got Nate.
All right. For me, I'd pick Anderson Silva.
Nice.
I just think he's just got so much to show you, just the way he dodges and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The knowledge, when you've seen him train other people, that's like the most impressive training I've seen. His like enthusiasm and the way he gets them up for it is really
Great pick.
Yeah. Great pick, but if you
handing out Viagra,
do you want to get your dick off or do you want to get high?
As long as you're happy,
like, do you know what I mean? Like, when I'm done with a session, I want to chill out.
I'm 16.
Yeah, I'm too old for that. Life,
be a Brazilian party, man. And stuff.
Every night.
Every night. Be like Rio Carnival.
Oh, nice. Wow. Yeah, great, all great reasons to have.
But what if he took the Viagra before the session and the whole time you're rolling with him, he's got a raging hard on? How would you feel then, Leo?
Well, then I'd be disappointed in my pick.
Imagine having to roll on the ground.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fucking erect. Wipe up the mats on your chest.
Yeah, you just have to have an ice bath or something.
You have to sanitise those mats a bit more.
And then when he rolls into top position, it's all a bit awkward.
It's the fight for the top. Yeah. It's like bunk bed.
Strictly stand up.
It's like bunk, it's like bunk bed.
Rolling with you.
When he gets the back, it's all over.
None of that artsy fasty puff stuff.
I'm gonna
just
go.
Just a stand-up game.
I'm gonna go with you guys. Made it easy. That's good picks.
Really.
But yeah. I'm obviously gonna choose the Notorious McGregor.
Yeah, yeah, he
because come on, man, we haven't seen like anyone like knocking him out people, and so we have in different ways, different weights. But
why would he be
not
a good training partner?
Way.
Why would he be a good in your camp?
Because look at those hands. Look at those. You're talking about movement. You could get the movement.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. Good. That's
you know, you talk about movement. You talk about confidence. Yeah. You talk about how you should feel going into it. How you should train. How you should eat. How you should live.
Nice. I think Anderson Silva, Conor McGregor, want one of them.
And most importantly, Conor will teach you how to make money as well.
Yeah, oh, man, he'd be great banner, man. Yeah. Riding the banner with him.
And you can toast a nice glass of whiskey with the Fertitta brothers.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Definitely.
Good. Yeah, good
back,
solid
back
choices.
To, back to Alan.
To begin.
Right, so my number
so he's
two.
He's got to compliment Nick Diaz. Nick Diaz is a difficult guy.
I know.
To train with.
I think I got a guy that will keep him in shape. My next pick. Again, I'm not picking him just for his ability. It's all about personality and what you can bring to my gym.
It's important.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with the man who might like chicken even more than me. I'm going to pick DC.
Daniel Cormier.
And if Nick Diaz gets out of line, he's going to fucking slam him on his arse.
That's a solid pick.
Yeah,
a good pick.
He's a hard
I don't think Nick Diaz would actually get along with
him. I like him.
So you got wrestling and boxing so far, let's be honest.
So far I've got weed and chicken, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Eric.
I'm stalling a little bit. I don't know.
You've got to go off the top of the dome. You've got Nate Diaz, got the weed. Let it be natural. Let it be natural.
And the boxing.
Let it come out.
To train with him.
You need some ability now.
Let your beard. Let your beard do
different
the talking.
Different style. Probably have someone like
Jay Chills.
Robbie Lawler.
Ooh, you stole my pick.
That's still your pick, yeah. I think his training would be so good. He's so focused. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and he seems to be quite a good team player. Yeah, Robbie Lawler, he reps his gym and he has no beef.
Yeah, I think you need someone to go to war with in the gym as well.
Exactly.
To condition your body.
But he's the one who recently came out and said he's not hard sparring.
Yeah.
That's true. But he's been clever about it.
I picture him training like Clubber Lang in Rocky III, to be honest. He's the white version of Clubber Lang. I think he just does it. He's like, I'm going to come and fight. Like, you know, he's not coming there to win on points ever. Like, he comes with it, you know, him and fucking McDonald are great fight.
And throws down. His work ethic must be amazing because look at his body. Do you know what I mean? Pumping weights. So.
Yeah,
great, that would be good.
But Woodley did knock him into the sixth sense. But anyway, earlier.
Alright, for my second pick, it would have to be someone who's going to be really positive, be very kind of bring the good spirits. I've already got Anderson Silva there, so I'm thinking like
keep the vibe coming. Yeah.
Donald Cerrone.
Donald Cerrone.
Interesting. Good team player.
The team player is well-rounded. He's got a bit of everything to teach.
Good guy.
And he's sponsored by Budweiser, so he bring all the beers.
And the beers. Viagra and the beers. Pop it.
The party's happening.
Go straight to Roppongi every night. Go to the bitches there.
You can go visit the old ranch. You know, visit the old ranch.
We'll go surfing on some weekends.
No. Wakeboarding.
I'm loving your picks. Come visit this gym, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pick, on the spot, just straight, have not prepared, but number two for me after McGregor. Going to go with an all-rounder, and I'm going to go with Wonderboy.
Wonderboy.
I think he's an all-rounder, he's a positive guy.
He's all-star gym.
He's a team player, you know, and he's got the karate, McGregor's got the hands, I've got a mean team so far.
Yeah, lovely thing. Forgot about him, actually.
There's too many, bro.
Alright, so far I've got Nick Diaz and DC.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going to switch it up on this one, come from a bit left field.
Yeah.
My new favourite fighter. Karate Hot.
Karate Hot is
coming to my gym.
Yeah, just to roll with her.
Just to fucking look at her. Like, give her some shower gel afterwards. And just fucking.
She has
stare.
Watch a ladder.
She has got a kid and a husband. Brilliant. Just to let you guys know.
She has, but we could keep him out of the gym, you know. There'd be ways around that.
Brilliant choice. And honest to God, I was going the same direction.
Mm.
And I have JJ.
JJ.
Yes.
Yeah.
Giovanna Janjesnik.
No way, Janjesnik.
I would.
Janjacek,
is that it?
Yeah.
Johanna Janjacek.
You better check yourself before you just wreck yourself.
Because she's just so fucking focused, hardworking kind of thing, never stops, and her technique is crisp.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's so fucking brutal.
Yeah.
And she seems actually like, well, she's not beefing a girl. Mm. When she's around other fighters, she seems like really quite nice and humble.
Yeah. Have you seen what she eats for breakfast on it?
I think she'd show a lot of respect to Nate Dino. I haven't.
No, she's a proper, like, vegetables.com, honestly. She
oh, man, look at this.
No, I'm not joking, like.
Nate Diaz is a vegan.
Yeah, but no, but she ain't a vegan, but I think she has some ham and stuff, but, like, she has, like, some
ham. Ham's alright.
She, like, I see, like, whoever she's with is eating, like, chicken with a little bit of salad and some mashed potato. And her plate next to it is, like, loads of tomato, loads of lettuce. Loads of little salads and like a couple of little rice cakes or something, like really simple. Like.
Cool.
But anyway,
cool.
Nice. Leo's next fight.
All right. So I think I need a heavyweight in my camp. So I'd go for Cain Velasquez.
Ooh. Splitting up DC and Cain over here.
Brown pride over here.
I think like iron sharpens iron, and you want to be as strong as like the strongest guy in there.
He'd be at home sick half of the day.
He'd be injured a lot, I'd probably need that break from him anyway. So.
He'd be
just a few training sessions would be alright.
He'd be wanting to go like 200% sparring, man. He'd try and fuck up your other fighters.
I think that's important, man.
Cerrone, can you imagine Cerrone and Velasquez?
And Anderson in the middle.
Anderson's like, fights. She's not like this.
Come on, guys.
Well, I'll be hoping those two like calm him down a little bit.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah, and teach him to dodge hits a bit better.
Cool. Definitely a fucking good fighter. Work ethic, like you wouldn't believe.
Is the main thing, yeah.
Yeah, brutally strong.
For my third fighter, I mean, I can't even believe the types of people we're leaving out here.
We're leaving out.
But, you know, I'm going to go with GSP. Mm. GSP. GSP.
Mason.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Is he alive? Dead?
He is alive.
He's still alive, yeah?
You so know
far,
what, Joe?
No dead fighters have been picked.
Have
so
been
far.
Picked, despite you having all the freedom to. Never you want.
He took a little bit of time to clear his head, you know, but he's going to come back, hopefully.
Nice.
GSP, yeah, wow, brilliant. Brilliant choice.
All round, I've got the wrestling, I've got the kicking, I've got the punching.
But you know those gay shorts he has? That might rub people up the wrong way. Who you got in that gym?
Wonderboy.
Connor and Wonderboy. No, they all wear the shorts. Connor and GSP, yeah. You got the short shorts.
People
gym.
Be talking about your gym. Don't know what you're thinking.
It's got the arses everyone has.
Good fit though.
Yeah, brilliant. Connor, Wonderboy, GSP. Hard workers. Good trainers, yeah. Good little mix. Tell you what, GSP would compliment. GSP would compliment Connor and Wonderboy nicely on the wrestling.
Brilliant. Well, that's why I went for him. Yeah. So, thank you for judging my tactics. Well,
you know, do share with us why you picked.
That's all right. We'll judge it at the end. We've got two more picks to pick.
That bit's nice. I like that pick.
I'm gonna go back to my Asian roots. I'm gonna pick a man who made me fall in love with pride. Kazushi Sakuraba.
Wow.
The Japanese jiu-jitsu machine. He's coming to my gym.
Your jiu-jitsu coach.
And he's going to bring all the Japanese girls with him. yeah, I think he'd just be a laugh. Nice. And I just love him. It's like amazing. One of my favorite fighters of all time. Kazushi.
That is cool. Good. Yeah, legend. Let's bust out the legends. Only two picks left, guys.
Yeah, man.
Pick them wisely. Eric.
Running out of talent here. Yeah.
I would look at that.
Eric?
At my team. Lawler's got a bit of wrestling. But I'd want someone more specialist grappling.
Ronda Rousey?
Yeah, in my team. Fuck that hole.
She's free.
yeah. Looking for work.
Yeah. You can choose Edmund as well if you want. Coach. Did we mention that? So you're picking her at number four. Ain't got all night.
Stumbling, man. Another one that was out there, I don't think the world of him. But talent-wise, skill-wise, it just can't be fucking denied, man. Footwork, just insane. Mighty Mouse.
Mighty Mouse. Mm.
Just...
For a second, I thought you might say D. Cruz or
Dillashaw. D. Cruz, I thought of him. I thought about him. And I got mad love for him. But I don't know if you can teach what he does. That well. It's so erratic and mental, the little patterns that he does. Whereas Mighty Mouse, it's just outstanding footwork. Like, it's more, you can actually teach his movement patterns and not so difficult to follow. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Plus you can play Twitch with him as well.
Video game. He does look like a video game, yeah.
Leo, are you picking for your fourth?
Yeah, I'm kind of stuck between choosing two at the moment, but I think I'm going to go with someone who'd give me ultimate ground game.
Mm.
So I go with Damian Maia.
Mm. Oh, you stole the pick off me. He was going to be my number five.
But what? Out of everyone ever?
Yeah. But I think so. Just to get the ground game. If it's a training camp, I'm looking to get well round because I've got Kane to give me the wrestling. I've got Cerrone, who's good everywhere.
And for current performance. Especially.
And
Cowboy would learn a lot from Maia, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Cowboy would learn.
Maia's coming for that belt. Yeah. Maia is coming for that belt. It's no joke. Yeah. He is. Yeah,
I think
he will make it.
Better than Maia.
Yeah. For my fourth, I was going to pick Damian Maia for maybe number five, but my number four, I'm going to go with the Iceman, the logo.
Chuck Liddell, very nice, good choice. We have got
Chuck there. If you didn't notice, that is Chuck Liddell on our logo. It's Notorious Iceman. And he's going to bring that experience. He's going to bring that knockout power to just compliment McGregor. And they're going to be chatting back and forth. How'd you hit with the right? How'd you hit with the left? Perfect.
One of the greatest sprawls in UFC history.
And he's well rounded. He's well rounded as well. He's well rounded.
And he's taught people as well. He's a good teacher.
And at the end of the day, like you said, you need someone. I've already got McGregor. I can, you know, party hard. But, you know, Chuck Liddell, you definitely get a nice ice cold beer with the ice, man.
For sure.
You know, so.
I think Cerrone would have a few more, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyone, like, everyone loves a beer. Look at Roy Nelson. I mean, come on. So. Alan, yeah. Number five.
Good pick, number five.
Dead or alive.
My number five is the one that I thought Leo might pick when he picked Maya. I'm going to go the man, the legend.
Hoist
Gracie.
Oh, you're a jiu-jitsu camp. Very heavy on jiu-jitsu.
You got DC.
You got DC and you got Nick, but yeah, Karai, Hai, Sakuraba, Hoist.
Hoist is the big time
very jiu-jitsu. No, it's cool. Yeah. Just saying.
Thanks.
Very interesting.
Yeah, you're liking it, yeah? Where is like the way it looks, yeah? Yeah, it's got to be Hoist Gracie, the godfather of MMA.
Surprised you haven't picked Hendo.
It did go through my mind, but...
He would have been a good one.
Hoist, just to train with him would just be fucking unreal. Like, roll with Royce Gracie.
The ultimate, yeah.
And I'm so glad he wasn't picked because it lines up absolutely perfectly and beautifully because I needed a heavier guy in my camp and I needed someone with serious grappling wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Fedor Emelianenko. Nice. Just fits perfectly. Yeah, bringing the Sambo.
Yeah.
The King of Pride himself.
Yeah. No one was more brutal.
Cool. Yeah. That's good.
Leah?
So my final pick would be someone who can be a real captain and lead the team and stop anything going wrong.
Okay.
So Captain America himself, Randy Couture.
Nice.
Okay. Nice.
Going all legends on the final pick. Yeah. Got all the youth. Now we're picking the experience.
Man. Need it. Yeah.
Yeah, Randy Couture, absolute legend.
Mm.
Great pick.
One of the best dirty boxing clinch games I've ever seen.
And when you saw him on things like Ultimate Fighter, he was always a great captain.
Yeah.
Like,
level-headed.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. He'd be like someone you wanted to train with.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, you know, keep Cerrone in check with the beers.
Yeah, if Kane went out of hand or something, he'd keep him in check.
Can make sure Kane was, like, eating right. And no, only one burrito today, Kane.
Speak some sense to him. Well, number five, dead or alive, still not even in my head right now who I'm picking. It's tough. I was originally thinking jiu-jitsu, but Damien Maia.
So have a look at your cam as it is.
Yeah, Damien Maia was stolen off me.
Mm.
Then Royce Gracie gets stolen off me.
Couple more legendary.
You know, I am thinking, yeah, there jiu-jitsu. Are some people.
Jiu-jitsu guys.
You know, I know my cam is amazing. You got all the strikers and a wrestler, you know. Yeah. McGregor, Wonderboy, Iceman, and then GSP. I'm missing some world-class jiu-jitsu.
Do I?
Can I give you a suggestion?
I could make a suggestion.
Yeah. Well.
Misha Tate.
Yeah, Misha Tate, lovely.
For jiu-jitsu, though.
Just for a nice rack.
Yeah. GSP, Connor, Tate. Oh man.
I don't want her disturbing my camp. I don't want her disturbing my camp.
She'll teach you number.
It's a tough one.
A bit of a legend.
I'm really
and amazing at jiu-jitsu. And just a quality guy to have. And a great coach.
Mm.
Matt Serra.
To be honest, I'm not his biggest fan though, man.
Would he really get on with
jiu-jitsu?
Would he not get on with GSP?
They don't get on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that'd
be
great.
It'd be great just for the drama.
The bickering.
The bickering. I run the jiu-jitsu in this camp. The most annoying fucking New Jersey accent that he has.
Matt Serra would keep trying to knock him out in training, innit?
I caught you that one time, George.
I'll catch you again.
What about the legend that's probably about to get whooped?
BJ. Yeah, I was thinking him for, you know, submissions and jiu-jitsu, you know, but I do want to pick him, but if we're like trying to say, oh, if for a training camp, would he always turn up? Is he in Hawaii partying, you know, so he could be a bit unreliable.
Hasn't been the hardest trainer. Worker.
And for more reliability, but world class, and he's a heavyweight, and I don't have a heavyweight, I'm going with Fabricio Verdum.
Good fucking choice.
Amazing. Because the jiu-jitsu is there, and it's world class.
World class.
Yeah, and I had to find some worker. It was either BJ Penn or him, I think, in the end. Because any of us, mention, are amazing jiu-jitsu. That, like, you know, some fighters, current fighters, I just couldn't think right now.
I think these are pretty sick.
Any current fighters jiu-jitsu? Just name one. A really good one?
Nogueira.
Nogueira. He would have been a really good choice. Frank Mir even.
Even like
Frank Mir would
Tony Ferguson
really
and Khabib.
Yeah.
Like
but jiu-jitsu.
Tito Ortiz.
Yeah, but I was saying jiu-jitsu wise. Like anyone. Like.
All right. I'll tell you what. Let's reorder these out.
Mm.
And then we all vote for one team that isn't yours.
Yeah.
And whoever gets the most votes wins.
Yeah.
Very nice idea.
Yeah.
Very
nice idea.
So let's run them down.
So Leahy, you went for Nick Diaz. DC, the Karate Hottie, Sakuraba, and Royce Gracie.
Damn right.
I went for Nate Diaz, Robbie Lawler, Giovanna Janjacek.
Janjacek.
Why is it so hard?
Bloody hell.
Mighty Mouse and Fedor.
Wow.
That's such a million on paper.
You got so good.
Fedor's the last one to show up, like, every day. Hey, guys.
Fuck it.
Man, that covers everything, man. That's a hell of a camp. Leo, you went for Anderson Silva, Donald Cerrone, Kane Velasquez, Damien Maia, and the natural, Randy Couture. And Paul, man, good camp. You went for Conor McGregor, Wonderboy, GSP, Chuck Liddell, and Fabrizio Verdum.
Nice.
Very good camps.
Really good one. Yeah.
Very good camps.
So we'll each vote on another person's camp.
All
right. Paul. I'm going to go with Leo's, because it is pretty good. Silva, Cerrone, Kane, Maya, and Randy. It is a team.
You really didn't go for mine.
Not in the end. I was. It was out of your.
After that fiver, I slipped you under the desk.
Look, they're all amazing, but I just chose. I just thought Silva, Cerrone, Kane, Maya, and Randy. Yeah. Are just like,
they're all good. They're all good. Everyone. I think everyone's covered every facet, really.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, we'll break them down in a minute. Yeah, I went for yours, Paul.
Yeah,
man. That's a hell of a camp. Those people you were picking, I was like, yeah, easily could have picked that.
Thanks. Lovely. All right, I'm going to go for Leo.
Because
I thought, you know why? Because I looked at the names and I was like, I'll get on with every one of them people.
Yeah.
And
it would just be a laugh. Positive camp, I reckon.
Yeah. I went for Leo. And Leo...
I went for Paul.
So what do we do in the tie situation? Survivor Series match. Now what should we do? What should we do? Seriously, should we choose a six fighter to add to the team, and then you two have to decide whose team's better?
Rock, paper, scissors.
I've got a better idea.
What?
An arm wrestle.
To the death.
Team versus team. Man for man. Well, that's something, because I'm in the lightweight or welterweight division, and, you know, he's in the heavyweight division. So.
Ooh, okay, wait a minute. Which camp would you choose them to be training under? An existing one with the coaches already there? And then we will vote.
Yeah,
which one you have to
send them suits boys. Our team the best.
You have
as
to
well.
Send them boys to an existing one.
Yeah. So you would send this team that you've constructed, your team, you would send them to an existing.
So they can fight with the other fight.
Well, don't worry so much about that.
Yeah, just the coaches.
And location and shit.
Definitely ain't sending them to Manchester.
Yeah, the Wolves.
At least it's close.
No offence.
For who? Mean,
calm down, Anderson.
That was awful. Look, this person. Calm down. He's from Manchester. It's hard to do Manchester, isn't it? It's a tough one.
What's
Boddington's?
What's
Coronation GSP's Street?
Mad for it. We're mad for it.
Oh yes.
What's GSP's trainer called again?
Faraz Sahabi.
Yeah.
What's
that camp?
Tri-Star.
Canada.
That one.
That's
okay.
One.
Nice. Yeah. Who would you have there?
He took it off me in the Southern Dev. He thought of the same one. He thought of Damien Maia before, and now you thought of Tri-Star. I was thinking the same thing.
They would have to be in Canada all the time, do you know what I mean?
Could be some visa issues. Get weed out there. Perfect.
I can't believe it, man. He stole it off me.
Is that the one you were going to pick?
Yeah, I was actually going to send him to Tri-Star.
Okay. I've got a camera.
Think of another one then.
He's gone first, so now you can... No, but that was my one.
I know.
That's crazy. I think I'm going to send mine to American Top Team.
American Top Team?
Yeah, man, I'm going.
Who's in your...
Got McGregor down there.
You haven't got sunny weathered people, apart from Verdum.
Iceman likes a bit of sun. A little ice cold beer.
It's the palest fire in UFC history.
Yeah, but he'll have a beer on the beach.
Yeah, he would like it. Verdum would be the one. Alright.
So, are you guys picking? I'm going to go for Tri-Star.
Tri-Star.
I honestly don't know who's at American Top Team.
Who the coach is at? American Top Team, probably Lawler's.
Good training.
It's
changed a lot, hasn't it?
They show a Black Zillion, their rival.
But even people they've had in the past.
Robbie Lawler, Woodley. Woodley.
I'm picking Tri-Star.
Tri-Star. Yeah, I'd probably go Tri-Star. American Top Team is a good one. I would have gone Greg Jackson and John Winkleman.
That's who I was trying to think of. I couldn't remember the name.
That's who I was looking for.
Greg Jackson.
That's who I meant. I said GSP's trainer. GSP's trainer. I forgot his name.
Good camp. No, yeah, he did. He did. But his actual training was Nahari and TriStar. That's his gym.
Yeah.
GSP. But he did train with
Greg
for a while. Yeah. They did a few fights together.
Yeah, I thought he was awesome when he was coaching.
Yeah, John Jones.
Yeah.
He's the best. Yeah, they're the best cornermen.
Yeah. And keeps the fight so calm. It's also
And they're up in altitude as well in Mexico. It's high up, so they've got that as well, the bonus.
Yeah.
That's how I know.
All right, Justin T, thanks for that question. Hope you're pleased with our 20-something minute answer. And,
fucking better be after that.
In the end, the team we've gone is a TriStar team. We went to a sudden death, and the winning team was Silva, Anderson Silva, just to clarify, Donald Cerrone, Cain Velasquez, Damian Maia, and Randy the Natural Couture.
The father. The father figure.
And in second place came, of course, the notorious Conor McGregor, Wonderboy, GSP, Iceman Liddell, and Fabricio Verdum.
No trophy for second place.
Silver medal.
Cool.
For more of our podcasts, check out our YouTube channel, Notorious MMA Podcasts. Also, find us on iTunes with the podcast app, and follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Hot air hangs like a dead man from a white oak tree. People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night.